Hello friends, Denny Pruto here with another lesson on biblical typology. In this lesson we're looking at Christ as our Passover. And as I have at the bottom of the whiteboard, Passover is an event, a type foreshadowing the redemption purchased by Christ. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and in verse 7, the Apostle Paul relates Passover to our Lord Jesus Christ and calls Christ our Passover. And, of course, the word Passover here in describing Christ is a figure of speech, a metaphor. The Passover, of course, was the redemption of God's people from slavery in Egypt. And God performed that redemption by giving the people a command. They were to slay a lamb and put the blood of the lamb on the doorposts of their house and over their doors on the lintel. And when God saw the blood of the lamb around the doorways of the people of Israel, he would pass over their homes and not kill the firstborn in each of their homes. Hence the term Passover. And we can look at these three texts I have on the whiteboard to help explain what Paul is saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and in verse 7. First of all, Hebrews 11:28. By faith he kept the Passover and sprinkled the blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them. And of course, this is the idea which I just related about the blood sprinkled on the doorways and God passing over and not destroying the firstborn of the people of Israel. And God is spoken of here as the destroyer. Hebrews 11:28, once again, by faith, he, that is Moses, kept the Passover and sprinkled the blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them. Exodus chapter 12 gives us some help here. Here are the verses. Exodus 12:5. First of all, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. You are to take a young lamb or a young goat, and it will be without blemish. And the blood, verse 13, go to verse 7. They shall then take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. And then verse 13. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. And then verse 29. At midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, who sat on the throne, to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the livestock. God passed over the homes of the Hebrew people who had the blood of the lamb sprinkled around their doorways. This is what's significant. And notice again in verse 5, the description of the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish. We can go now to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 18 and 19. Listen to how the Apostle Peter characterizes our redemption. You were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb, without blemish or spot. Notice the simile, like a lamb without blemish. It could be that the Apostle Peter is referring her here to the Passover lamb, which was to be without blemish. And the blood of the lamb was to be sprinkled on the doorways of the Hebrew people, the people of Israel, so that God, seeing that blood, would pass over their homes. Thus they would be redeemed. They would be ransomed by the blood of the Lamb from the destruction of death. And so, in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and in verse 7, the Apostle Paul relates Passover to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we could say that Passover here is put in the place of the redemption purchased by Christ. It is a metaphor. And why does the Apostle Paul put Passover in the place of the redemption purchased by Christ? Because Passover is a type of the redemption purchased by Christ. Passover is an event, a type foreshadowing the redemption purchased by Christ. Of course, types are historical persons, offices, institutions, or events. And in this case, Passover is an historical event foreshadowing the redemption purchased by Christ. It is therefore a type. And therefore, as William Greenhill notes in his commentary on Ezekiel, when there is a type, often a metaphor is put in the place of that which is typologically represented. For example, David is put in the place of Christ in prophecies that have to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. Why is this the case? David is a type of Christ. And this is William Greenhill's argument. Of course, William Greenhill being a Westminster divine. And so it's the same principle in this case. Passover is put in the place of the redemption purchased by Christ. The Passover event, utilizing the blood of an unblemished lamb, is put in the place of the redemption purchased by Christ. Why? Because Passover is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it seems that 1 Peter, by the use of simile, is affirming that this is the case. You were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things, such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish, like the Passover lamb. And so, 1 Peter verses 18 and 19 is affirming the idea by use of simile that Passover, the event of Passover, is typological of the redemption purchased by Jesus Christ. And the Apostle Paul is taking this into consideration when he relates the event of Passover in the Old Testament to our Lord Jesus Christ. So in this case, it seems that there are two biblical texts that indicate to us that Passover is a type of the redemption purchased by Jesus Christ. And of course, I have been maintaining in these lessons that the Old Testament types are designated by Scripture. And this is very important for us to understand. And so, once again, we see that Passover is an event or a type foreshadowing the redemption purchased by our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening.